Music provides the soundtrack to our lives, the highs, the lows, and the heartache. So why wouldn't it be the same for a fruit fly? On this episode of the Oxford Sparks Big Questions podcast, we are mashing up adult contemporary and fruit fly sex ed, and we're asking, what can a power ballad teach us about the mating rituals of a fruit fly? Hello, I'm Emily Elias, and this is the podcast where we find some of the brightest minds at the University of Oxford and corner them in a karaoke booth to make them sing about their research. Now, just a disclaimer, if you have little ears listening to this podcast and they aren't ready for the birds and bees talk, or I guess birds and fruit flies, consider yourself warned. We're going to go slightly Discovery Channel on this episode. So to start us off on our musical journey, I've assembled a crack team of researchers.
Hi, I'm Stuart Wigby. I'm a research fellow from the University of Oxford.
I'm Sally LePage. I am still doing my PhD in fly sex and how relatedness affects all that.
I'm Ellie Barth. I'm a junior research fellow at Oxford.
We met at London's Bloomsbury Lanes, and with our playlists loaded, we waded into the love lives of fruit flies. Track one, we are starting our fruit fly love story with the males that want to keep their relationship status in check.
I'm going to do Every Day I Love You Less and Less by the Kaiser Chiefs.
Why?
Because in fruit flies, the males get quickly bored of females, so they benefit most from mating with lots of different novel partners. Whereas for females, that preference tends to be for the best males, and they kind of like mating with the same one over and over again. So I'm singing from the perspective of a male who quickly gets fed up with their mate. I feel it in my bones. I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm staying in control.
Oh yes, I feel a rat upon a wheel. Men, am I right? Okay, Eleanor has track two on the Fruit Fly mating playlist, and she picked a song to epitomize the key feature the male fruit flies are looking for in a partner.
Bootylicious by Destiny's Child. So, particularly in insects, males, if they choose females, they prefer larger females because larger females tend to be more fecund, so they'll lay more eggs, and males would like to get as many offspring as possible from these females. I think Bootylicious really captures the attraction of the larger female. So, traditionally, the idea is that females choose males, because females produce, you know, a few gametes, they produce a few eggs, whereas males basically pump out sperm indefinitely. So males like to can most benefit themselves by mating with as many females as possible, whereas females benefit from mating with the best males only. But there is evidence, a lot of evidence recently, that shows that males can actually choose females, and that might be because there's variation amongst females, and it might also be because males are actually constrained in sperm or seminal fluid proteins or resources that they allocate to females. So in insects, at least, males choose females based on their size.
Can I ask an awkward question? How does a fruit fly have sex?
Doggy style? Is that the fruit fly style?
Yeah, it is doggy style.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of courtship involved beforehand. So the male like sings at the female with his wings, and he'll sort of chase her around until she, and he'll lick and tap her abdomen as well before she lets him mate. And then they'll mate for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Who knew a fruit fly had that kind of stamina? 20 minutes. Whew. Okay. After our love session, it's about to get ugly. Bringing us to track three, featuring the vocal stylings of Sally.
I picked Killing Me Softly with His Song by Roberta Flack because it represents how the males, when they're courting the females, often end up harming and killing the females faster. And in their courtship, they flap their wings around, which makes a song. So literally their song kills the females. So the courtship, the fighting over the females and the pure harassment of like flicking their bums all the time and jumping on top of them and mounting them all the time expends a lot of energy of the female. So she's kind of exhausted and she ages faster. But then also when they actually have sex and the male transfers an ejaculate, then there's a special protein inside that the male transfers called sex peptide. And that's great for the male, but it's slightly toxic to the female. So the more she has sex, the faster she dies.
So while the females are playing out a sexy Grim Reaper scenario, the males that are related to each other are having a bromance, bringing us to track 4. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother by the Hollies.
So despite the fact that these males are harming the females and the males are fighting with each other over which ones get to mate, if the males are brothers, so they're related, then they're actually quite nice to each other. So the song is all about kind of brotherly love and how they're there for each other and they're willing to make sacrifices for their brothers. And in the same way, male fruit flies won't fight with their brothers as much over sex. And when you've got two brothers that are both mating with the same female, they won't kill the female as much. Everyone's just a bit nicer when it's kept in the family.
How do they know that they're brothers?
That is a massive question that we don't really know. But it could be that they can smell that they are the same. It could be that they kind of remember them from earlier on in childhood. We're tending to find that it's probably gonna be something to do with the smell. But we genuinely don't know. We're literally just finding out that they can even recognize their brothers, let alone how they do it.
And that brings us back to Stu with track 5. Fruit flies have mated, and now they're going through.
When females mate, they undergo some pretty dramatic changes. So their behavior and physiology completely remodels from a status where they're, before mating, they're searching for mates and preparing for mating. And then afterwards, they stop being interested in males and they start producing eggs at a really high rate, start feeding more, their immune system changes, a whole suite of different stuff changes. And this is all in response to the cocktail of proteins that males transfer to them in their seminal fluid. But the immediate response is this change in behavior. They even sleep less because they're really concentrating on getting food, turning that into eggs, and getting them laid. Oh, look out, you rock and rollers.
And finally, the penultimate track on the Fruit Fly Sex Ed playlist, Killer Queen by Queen. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, agility, dynamite with a
laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind anytime. And it's about female aggression in fruit flies after mating in particular. Basically, as Stu was talking about earlier, when mating happens, a lot of changes happen in the female. And one of the changes that I've been looking at is how mating affects female aggression towards other females. And basically, females don't fight as much as males in fruit flies and in most other species as well. But mating doubles the amount of time females spend fighting over food. So it's something about mating that's making females aggressive. And it looks like you need sperm to make females aggressive. If you don't have sperm, they don't get aggressive. And it looks like there's also an effect of some of these seminal fluid proteins as well. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind anytime. I cannot express
My deepest thanks to Dr. Stu Wigbe, Sally LePage, and Dr. Eleanor Bath. Shout out to Bloomsbury Bowling Lanes for letting us do a sober karaoke session in the middle of the day about fruit flies. If you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, or better yet, tell your friends that this podcast exists. Oxford Sparks is working on a lot of really cool things, so please make sure to stay up to date by looking at our Facebook. We're also on Twitter, of course, it's at Oxford Sparks, and then there is the website, oxfordsparks.ox.ac.uk. I'm Emily Elias, and next time on the podcast, we will be looking at earthquakes and a device one researcher hopes could end up saving lives. Bye for now.